If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
In honor of having a full show, what better guest could I possibly have than the one and only Candace? Are you laughing already? The one and only Candace Jordan on the phone. How are you, Candace?
Oh, I'm fabulous. Thank you for having me back, and I'm just so excited to talk to you because there's so much good news.
Well, there is a lot of good news. I want to talk before we, you have, I'm going to call this woman Yasmin Levy your new discovery. You first turned me on to her. She hasn't been in Chicago for a long time. She's going to be appearing Saturday at the Studebaker Theater in concert, and she's a very talented singer, and you people listening will hear her sing. Not live, but the way most people are heard on recording. Talk to me, Candace, because we did mention it last week, and it has kind of exploded. You are of a mind that Michigan Avenue is back.
Oh, I think, listen, I think investors are realizing that the Mag Mile is not going anywhere, and they are investing, cash into this transaction. Mm-hmm. The first is the Candy Hall of Fame, which is one of the most buzzworthy recent transactions, you know, at 830 North Michigan. And it used to be Unit Glow.
Sure.
They paid $40 million for this space, and it's a 20-year lease, and it's the largest in terms of square footage, 60,000 square feet, and it's going to house Hotel Chocolate and soon the new J.P. Morgan Chase flagship branch. But, I mean, can you imagine we are known as the candy capital.
Oh, no question.
World.
I've written about it a number of times. The history of candy in Chicago is a deep history. But I also have to, I'm happy. You have to know me. I'm a Chicago booster. I would love to see Michigan Avenue come back.
Yes.
A 20-year lease stunned me. That was the one aspect of this that really, really surprised me. Did it surprise you? It seemed to surprise everybody in the business, for God's sake.
Well, yeah, but, you know, there's so many other things that are happening now that people are investing. You know, they have a positive outlook on the street, so that attracts other people to want to invest in it. Like 500 North Michigan just sold for $41 million in cash, and they're going to have 320 residential units. But I think that good news spawns good news, so I think that when somebody sees a deal like this go down, and other deals follow, you know.
Well, but I also
and
have
that's
to.
What I think's
my theory too is that you have to see the deal is one thing, but the deal has to be followed up by the crowds, by the people, mm-hmm. by the retail cash register ringing. How many times do you think you and your lovely husband Trey, how many times do you think you'll go to this candy museum?
Well, since Chuck is freaking
about serious.
Candy, we'll probably be there every other day.
Every candy museum owner wants to have. Be there every other day. It sounds
it
to me.
Listen to what they're going to have.
Okay.
Obviously, they're going to have a museum that will house all the different brands of confectionery and their histories, like Ferrara and Blommers and Frango and, you know, Tootsie Roll. I mean, everything's been here.
Sure.
And then they're going to have lots of immersive spaces, which is really a unique experiences that will draw kids, adults, every age, shape, and form. I think this is a terrific idea. And, we won out over. They had Orlando, and they considered, and New York City.
I know. That's sort of somebody who operates this thing. Do you know?
Let's see. Hold on. I've got this.
That's okay.
Hold on 1 minute. Yeah.
You didn't know this would be an intensive business interview.
It's the National Confectionery Sales Association.
Okay.
That's who it is.
And where are they based? I know they're not based here, but that
you're really asking questions.
And when is it? Okay, I know that's Rick. You're a tough
not
interviewer.
On my list.
Why? stop it. It's opening next. Am I right about this? It's not this summer. It's next summer, correct?
Yes. Next summer of 2027. Yes.
So
I think it's going to be fabulous. And, you know, they're going to bring hundreds of full-time and part-time jobs to Chicago.
But I don't want them to bring them here. I want them to hire Chicagoans to work there.
Well, I meant that.
Yes,
I
know
that.
You did. I know. I know what you meant, dear.
Something else to tell you. Listen to this. Now, you know about the hand and eye, you know, this experience with magic and things that's come
I sure do.
Well, you know, that's another thing that's really brought a lot of money. And do you know who invested $40 million in this project?
It's $50 million, but it's Howard Tolman's brother. Yeah, it's Howard Tolman's brother.
Yes, Howard Tolman's brother. I just found that out, and I thought that was so interesting.
Why?
And apparently he's a real big fan of magic, and, you know, I mean, he's in the healthcare industry, and so I guess he wants to branch out and do something more fun.
Well, I hope it's fun for him. There are a number of things about that. It's called Hand and Eye, or it's in the old Lawry's, which for many of you is the old Kung's home place in Ontario, just off Michigan. What is straight, part of it's going to be they had a soft opening yesterday, the day before. Were you there for that?
No, but Howard told me all about it.
Yeah, they missed, I talked to Howard too, they missed the boat by not having you there. But the thing is, It's going to be a big ticket operation. It's going to be something in the neighborhood of, let's say, something in the neighborhood of $250 for a couple to come in, have a meal, and see a magic show. There are going to be a number of different magic productions in the place. I think it's going to be a hard sell. I mean, I am a fan of magic. I say that as a fan of magic too. I hope it's very nice that someone. Spent $50 million fixing, and it's supposed to be, it's what I've seen. Chris Jones, the Tribune's theater critic, was in there and gave a preview piece in the paper, and with a lot of pictures, too, and it's beautiful.
Did he like it?
He said it's beautiful, but what else is there? There's nothing more to say at this point, Candace. Yes, Chris is a huge magic fan, but until you see what four or five different shows are available on a night, and I think he brought up too.
Right.
Let's see with a couple that has $250 to say, hey, let's go to the magic place. It's going to be very, very interesting to see. I hope it works. I hope Howard Tolman's brother. Obviously, if you invest $50 million in a place, you don't need the money. I hope he does well. We'll see. And you can trust. Yeah. You can rest assured, listeners out there, that Candace Jordan will keep us up to date on everything going on.
Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing, their family has your family covered.
Candace, how did you hook up with this upcoming event at the Studebaker Theater Saturday night? This woman has not been in the United States performing in a very long time.
Yes, exactly. Well, a friend of mine is a really, really good friend of hers, and she said, Candace, I know you've got a lot of contacts. I would love to really welcome her to Chicago, and can you help me promote this? And I said, I would love to, and I listened to her, and I think she's got such an incredibly haunting voice.
Oh, she can sing. She can sing. One of the problems is very little of it is in English. That song was a song called Una Noches Más, which means one more night. And she's if you go to the website if you really want to explore this some more. It's Yasmin Levy, YASMINLEVY. And it's quite a website, and she's as they used to say in the business, she's quite a dish, wouldn't you say?
She's a dish. She's really a sexy-looking woman, and she sings a fusion of Ladino music, which is a combination of Judeo and Spanish sounds with a flamenco flair. And, she does everything. She plays the piano, she plays the flute, she plays the guitar. I mean, she's so talented. And this, she learned this from her father, who was a composer and researcher who spent his whole life collecting and preserving these Latino songs.
Wow.
And so she got this from this. And this is a musical tradition that dates back hundreds of years. So I just think it was so fascinating. And also, besides being an incredible singer, she's a goodwill ambassador for Children of Peace, which is a nonprofit that supports kids in crisis. But the concert will be, like you said, April 18th at the Studebaker Theater.
Which is, if you've not been to the Studebaker Theater, ladies and gentlemen, it's one of the great it's an old venue that has been unburied, and it is really a beautiful place. I'm assuming you and Chuck will be there, yes?
Yeah, we'll be there. Yeah, it's in the Fine Arts Building, which I absolutely love, just like you said. And tickets are really reasonable. They start at $55.
Oh, that's great. So, that's great.
Yeah.
And this, she's part of, she's on a nationwide tour, yes?
Yeah, she is. And, the first stop is Chicago, and then she goes, to Las Vegas, Miami, L.A., but her last U.S. stop is Carnegie Hall in New York City.
Wow.
Yeah, and then she goes on to Europe, to lots of other cities. So, I mean, this is going to be thrilling. And if people aren't familiar with her, and I think after you played her song, I think it's such a beautiful voice, and it'll be a wonderful concert.
Well, and I also think it's easy to go. You know, that's one of the advantages. I'm not a big, huge, huge fan of internet stuff, but that's one of the great advantages of having the internet. You can go on now and spend hours or days exploring Yasmin Levy,
Y-A-S-M-I-N-L-E-V-Y.
I am assuming, before I let you go, we're not on next week, but before I let you go, I want to let people have the full Candace Jordan. If she were in town, and if the place were open, would you take her to, like, the Candy Museum on Michigan Avenue that would be open next year? Is that going to be
you're
one of
a mess, Rick Cole.
What? I'm not a
you
mess. Look, you're a huge booster of Chicago, and I'm all for that. You and Chuck.
I would take her to the Hand and Eye. I would take her to the Candy Museum. I'd take her to your house so she could meet Marshall
and
Kate. And so there you go. That's where
right.
I take her.
When people, that's right. In a year, when the Candy Museum's open, and people call Candace and say, "What should I do in Chicago, Candace?" And you'll say, "Meet me at the Candy Museum. Meet me at the Candy Museum."
Exactly.
Well,
I'll be a tour guide by then.
What? That's right. Yeah. You'll be the official president of the Candy Museum.
That's right.
Candace Jordan brings, she's the only correspondent this program has ever had and ever will have, and she brings everything from the world of entertainment, arts, culture, and philanthropy and society, high and low, to this station. I'll talk to you in a couple weeks, but thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Rick.
Okay, thanks.
Great. How about every Sunday?
She's fun.